Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 40 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Don't forget, you can visit us on Facebook and become a fan of our page there. And as always, we encourage you to send email to us at podcast@pause.com because we love getting your email. How you doing, Tony?
I'm good.
What do you got? What's going on over there?
I do have something.
You look like you got something brewing.
I do. Well, you know, I was trying to come up with like a name for our, I mean, we have a name for our podcast, but you know, I've been listening to Steve Dahl's podcast and he calls his podcast his Dahlcast.
Okay.
So then I'm like, oh, that's cool. We should call ours the Pausecast. But you know what? There's already a podcast on iTunes called Pausecast.
Really?
Can we sue them?
Sure, why not?
And then I thought, okay, well,
a lot of people make money. A lot of people make a nice living these days doing nothing except suing other people.
Hey, if we can make some money.
Sure, there you go.
But so then I was thinking, well, maybe the pause.comcast, but then that's Comcast.
Why don't we just leave it the way it is?
I don't know. I wanted to give it some cute little like Brangelina
name. Cat. Oh, well, why don't we just call it Brangelina, the podcast?
No, we don't want that.
Why? That's not a legal entity.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with what we're doing here.
People are not going to forget it, though.
Or they will forget it on purpose.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
So anyway, if anyone has any
suggestions. I like it the way it is. It's nice and short. It's only like 10 minutes long to say.
Pause.com Entertainment Podcast.
Yeah. Nobody's going to forget it.
I don't know. I'll come up with something.
Yeah. Work on that. I got actual business to attend to here.
Yeah.
All right. So what have you been playing?
Well, I am further along in Uncharted 2. In fact, I'm almost done with Uncharted
really?
2.
Really?
Yes.
And it's still one of your favorite games of all time?
Of all time.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Wow.
I absolutely love it. I can't say enough good things about it.
You know what? I should try to play it before I go out and spend $300 on a PS3. Because right now, that's really the only reason I would buy a PS3, is to play that.
But it does everything.
What? I know that. We don't.
I'm gonna keep saying that.
We don't have to say that every time we talk about it. But no, I want to play it because I want to make sure, first of all, that I can get used to the controllers.
Boom. Okay.
Second of all, that there's not too many combos. I hate combos. Boom. And third of all,
there are no combos.
Okay. And third of all, there's not too much cover that's gonna drive me nuts.
Well, here's the thing.
Boom.
Okay.
Oh, see.
You know, I was thinking about the whole thing. Well, I mean, because you do have to cover. But you know what's great about this game is you're not just covering and then shooting, covering. Here, actually. There's some strategy, like there's different ways to cover. You can cover sitting behind something, but can you also hang from something? Like,
yeah.
Like suppose there's like a
like
bridge.
Drop down from an edge so that people can't see you who are up on the
right.
Edge kind of thing.
Exactly.
Oh, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you can aim from hanging.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Like reach up and shoot over the top of the bridge.
Right.
That's cool.
It's really cool. So what's
is
really
it hard
cool,
to do that?
No.
Or do you just like fire and it just.
Well, there's you press the left button to aim and then the right button to fire.
Yeah.
So you just press the left button and then you, you know, aim around and then you fire. What?
That sounds complicated.
It's not at all.
I don't know. The way you described it sounds very complicated.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. But let me just say, there's some sequences. You know, like, remember back, okay, I got to go back to Half-Life 2. But remember just before.
I'm not the one who has a problem with that, though.
I know. Just before I had gotten to this, there's a certain part of Half-Life 2 that to me and to you is the coolest part of the whole game.
Okay.
Remember the part of the bridge?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite parts of the whole game.
And remember how that just, while
which
you're
is
playing
funny,
it.
Because I think you just mentioned that.
Right.
That it was one of my favorites.
While you're playing it, like, you realize just how cool that part is.
Yeah.
There's like two or three different parts of this game where you're
really?
Like, this is
aware of
one
how cool
of the
it
coolest
is.
Video game moments
yeah.
I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And one of them being, I mean, I'm not, it's not really anything, but there's a sequence on a train that's amazing.
Oh, that sounds cool.
But there's just so much variety,
that
too.
Sounds like a musical. Sequence on a train.
No, sequence.
Oh, sorry.
There's just so much variety of, like, you know, I love it. I can't talk enough about it.
Well,
but I'm almost
I,
done with it. I'm on chapter 23, and there's 26 chapters. So,
wow. Do you think it has any replayability value?
Yeah. I mean, like
that's,
Half-Life
like
2
later.
Does.
Yeah, yeah, like later you can go back and play it again. That's cool. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. And what else have you been playing?
Oh, you
else?
Know, I actually have been. I through Gamefly, I got Beatles Rock Band.
Oh, nice.
And I finished it in 3 hours.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. And I like, you know, there are plenty of Beatles songs that I like.
Right.
But compared with more contemporary music, for instance, they don't seem like they'd be particularly challenging in
okay,
a game setting
that's
like
what I want to say here. Now, I am not a musician.
Right.
And I am in no way making a judgment about Beatles music because I like the Beatles.
I preface that.
But I'm saying that their songs aren't necessarily complicated.
No.
To where...
And in fact, that was one of the things that was brilliant about their music is it was very simple and relatable to such a huge audience.
Right.
You know.
And so because of that, it's not as challenging as any of the other Rock Band or Guitar Hero games.
Right.
But what's great about it, I mean, the experience of playing this game is really cool because you start... at the beginning of their career. And so the venues you play, like the first venue is just some little like underground club.
The next one
is like the Ed Sullivan show.
That's pretty cool.
And then you move all the way up to, you know, the last venue you play is the rooftop of, you know, Apple Records.
Right.
Remember that old...
I don't, but that's funny.
Really?
No, I don't. I never really follow the music.
Well, it was like the last time they ever performed and it was on top of a rooftop and, you know, all people came out in the streets and watched them play and everything.
Did they go nuts?
But crazy go nuts.
Okay.
So it's fun to get that part of it. And then when you get, you know, when you do really well on songs and stuff, you earn like photos and like video clips so you can go and watch it. So it kind of, you know, adds to the experience.
Sure.
Like there's a lot of little trivia in there that I didn't know about the Beatles. And I have to be honest, after playing this,
because
I like the Beatles, but I never was a huge fan. But I kind of want to know more. I'm gonna look.
I
for
heard
a book
some
on
of the,
Beatles.
Trivia. It sounded pretty cool. Like I didn't know there were actually seven of them. I always thought it was just the four.
Seven? Were there seven?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, there were others that
came
left
in, came
the band
and went
before,
right?
Yeah. I mean, before
the
Ringo.
Fifth Beatle,
right?
Yeah.
But so for that, I mean,
did they talk about the trivia about how Paul McCartney has actually been dead for many decades and
you know, I didn't go through
replaced
all the trivia,
by an
so
unknown person in Canada?
They may have, but I didn't go through all that stuff.
Yeah. Well-known fact.
But what are you doing?
You never heard that?
Yeah, no, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Now I completely lost my train of thought.
You were talking about Beatles Rock Band.
Anyway, it was a fun experience.
I would be upset
if I spent $60 on this game.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice. Now,
I mean, even as a huge Beatles fan, I mean, once you've finished everything, which I have, I've finished everything.
Yeah.
I mean, other than playing it on a harder difficulty because my fingers don't do that.
Yeah.
But
we're older.
I mean, I only play the guitar too. I don't do the microphone with the singing, or I don't have the drum set. So,
but you sing, right? Don't you sing still?
I
dabble.
Sure.
Tony's been known to belt out a tune or two at karaoke.
Yeah.
What? Why are you making that face? It's true. I'm not making
it's like
up stories
the lamest
here.
Thing to say about someone.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not like I said you collected thimbles. That would be more lame.
It would be. You're right.
So there you go.
But anyway, Beatles Rock Band.
You know, thimbles have a long history, all the way back to the Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay. Any listener that knows that reference, please write in podcastatpause.com. We'll send you something from the prize closet.
So I'm not going to find out what that is?
No, not until somebody writes in. We'll reveal it next week. I haven't played anything new, but I have been playing World of Warcraft.
Really?
I've been playing the Hallow's End quests, which is like their Halloween stuff. And it's actually kind of fun. They had another world event a couple of weeks ago called Brewfest, which was like an Oktoberfest kind of thing. And it was actually pretty lame. And my only experience with that kind of stuff was in Guild Wars because they did a lot of holiday events. And the ones in Guild Wars are really well designed and a lot of fun to play, especially the Christmas-related ones, which in Guild Wars are called Winter's Day Festival. But I have to say the Hallow's End stuff in World of Warcraft is really cool. There's all these different quests that you can do that are considered to be daily quests, so you can only do so many of them per day. But, I mean, it's like 25, so it's not like you're very limited. But, you know, there's a whole achievement system built into World of Warcraft, and there are tons of achievements related to all these things. So some of the stuff is that there's a list of inns all across all the different continents in the world, and at every inn there's a giant pumpkin bucket with candy in it. So you go in and grab candy out of the bucket. So like one of the achievements is getting all the candy from all the inns in on this continent and then this continent and this other one. And then if you get all three, that's another achievement. And then you can get you can go up to the innkeepers and do like a trick or treat thing, and they either turn you into something, like I got turned into a cat once, which was kind of lame because you can't do anything when you're a cat.
No.
You know what I mean? One time I got turned into a snake, kind of lame. But sometimes they'll give you like bags that have candy in them, and the candies give your characters buffs or other special abilities and stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool stuff. And it's all different levels of things too. Like there's stuff like getting the candy from the inns that anybody can do, regardless of what level you are. And there's this other thing where the Headless Horseman is sending these spirits out on horses to sort of terrorize some of the local towns and set the buildings on fire. And so you have to try to put the fires out with all the other people who are there. And then if you do, he comes down and you kill him and his head comes off. And if you smash the head, then you get some like better prizes and stuff like that. So there's a lot of really fun stuff to do. I just thought it was pretty well done, you know, and well thought out.
Are there like razor blades in the candy?
No, there's none of that. There's nothing that would hurt you. Well, except the Headless Horseman.
Right.
Who can kill you.
Right.
And
so really, how bad is a razor blade?
Well, if it's a real razor blade, that's bad. You know, I don't, does that even happen anymore? Because, you know, people.
Did it ever happen ever? Or is that an old.
No, like, that happened. Tale? No, that used to happen sometimes.
Do you know someone?
No, fortunately. But, you know, I don't know if you know this, but kids don't really trick or treat on Halloween much anymore. They always do it like on the last weekday before Halloween.
Why?
And they do it during the day. So you're not supposed to go trick or treating on Halloween or at night. What's the point?
Is that true everywhere?
I don't know, at least around here. Oh. It's just so stupid. Yeah. What's the point of going trick or treating in daylight?
So you don't get abducted?
I
don't know. You've got no answer to that.
Well,
huh?
You can get abducted during the day.
Yeah.
You know, just usually more witnesses.
Right.
Trust me.
You've done your research on this.
I have, yeah. But that's it. That's all I got that's new. So you want to go through some of this other stuff? This,
yeah.
You know, we got a little change up here because usually I do the outline.
Uh-huh.
And I have been so busy lately that I asked Tony to, you know, if we could kind of split it. So he's done most of the outline this week.
Yes, I have.
And so a lot of this stuff is going to be a surprise to me.
And completely made up.
No, I'm kidding. That's excellent.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer told Gizmodo that a Blu-ray add-on for the Xbox 360 will be available in the future. But Microsoft's Major Nelson quickly denied this claim.
There's a guy at Microsoft whose name is Major Nelson?
No, he actually has a name, but people know him as Major Nelson.
Oh, okay.
See, now when you read the stuff from your outline,
yeah.
I wait till you're done before I interject my little criticisms and...
I think it's more, I don't want to forget. Okay. Would you say quippy quotes?
Quirky quotes.
Major Nelson.
Major Nelson quickly denied this claim, saying that Ballmer was referring to Blu-ray drives for PCs.
Which doesn't
really?
Make any sense.
Why would you mention that?
How could he get the two confused? I think what it was is that he spilled the beans on something
right.
that the gaming division didn't want people to know about
right.
yet. But the other comment that this quote-unquote Major Nelson made was how in the next couple of months, the Xbox is going to get an update that'll let you watch on-demand HD TV and movies, right?
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
Well,
like,
you can do that now.
With TV?
Well, I mean, it's part of their, you know, like iTunes, it's part of their, you can, you know, you go through, they have TV shows that you can watch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to pay for it.
What service is it through?
Xbox
it's
Live.
It's just their own?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, like the movies go through Netflix. Does
no,
the TV
they have
go
movies
through?
As well.
That
There's
are
movies
just
on
own.
Xbox Live that are completely separate from...
Okay. But what was he talking... No. What was he talking about? Because he said
well,
in a couple of months...
what they were saying was...
like it was something that was going to happen soon.
I don't know. We'll have
that,
to...
That's what I mean.
We'll have
is
to review
there
the
was
tapes
some,
on that one.
There was some new something that they were going to be doing.
Well, I think the quote I heard was that he said that the Xbox Live service on Xbox wants to focus more on like streaming HD stuff
rather than physical
having,
media.
Right.
Right. Which seems to be the way that it's going, but I can't get my head around that. I mean, I'm fine with downloading music from iTunes for the most part. I mean, you know what's really funny? When you listen to a track that you've downloaded from iTunes, and then if you hear the same track coming from a CD, it sounds so much better off the CD.
Yeah.
I mean, so much better. It's
yeah. Well, there's no argument about that.
Right. But that even with that, I'm still fine like downloading music from iTunes. But there's something about movies that I want to like actually physically have it.
Right.
I want to have the case. I want to have the... You know, the poster art, you know, whatever.
Well, you also, I mean, when you're renting something from Xbox, now I don't know the exact terms, but also, you know, you've got to watch it in a certain time
right.
frame, and you can't just, like, come back to it whenever you want. And like,
if you own the Blu-ray, you watch it whatever you
right,
want.
Right, exactly.
You watch it 2 in the morning. You watch right. it at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
You watch it at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, you could do that on Xbox, too. You just have a certain...
Not a year from now.
Right.
So there you go. Okay, next.
Is you.
Oh, yes, the Star Trek Online closed beta has begun. Check StarTrekOnline.com for more info. Now, I am pretty sure that if you bought a subscription, either a 6-month or a 12-month subscription to Champions Online,
mm-hmm.
that you automatically get into the Star Trek Online beta. And I actually bought a 6-month subscription just so I could get in there. So I hope I didn't get, you know, gypped on that. I'm going to have to go check that out because I just read this now, even though I think it was from yesterday. But I want to check that out because I want to see what that's all about.
You should be fine. I mean, when I bought the Infamous for PS3,
yeah,
I got I was able to do the closed beta for actually Uncharted 2, but the multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't really put it in right away, and I was able to get right on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you should be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. I just hope that I actually bought the right thing to get it and that, you know, this is all
part
of that.
We've reported on it before, so I mean, unless we reported incorrectly,
yeah,
you should be fine.
I hope so.
I would hope you, didn't report on something incorrectly, because then that's misinformation.
That it would be a
we're
huge...
We're steering people the wrong way.
That's right, and we can't ever do that.
No.
That's not what we're
not
about.
Not a good faith.
We're here to help you, not to hurt you. And lead you astray.
The already canceled TV show Prison Break will return as a video game with a story that will run parallel with the storyline of the series' first season.
You know, I
don't know.
I don't know what I think about the whole transmedia thing. You know what I mean? I mean, this is not really, this is like more of a cross thing, more of a cross-platform thing. What's my beef?
Yeah.
Is that if you talk, I think the more that you talk about transmedia stuff, the less interesting it is. Like, if somebody discovers something that is some kind of little clue or secret about Lost and they weren't expecting to find it, that's really cool. If somebody says, hey, Lost is doing an alternate reality game and you know, look for it on billboards around your city, well, what fun is that? It's just advertising. You know
what
I mean?
That's not what this is.
So I know, but what I'm saying is, like, then with all these different TV shows now that do, like, webisodes and, like, video game
tie-ins and all that. No, but I don't think this, I mean, I bet, okay, I'm guessing here. But I'm guessing this is a game that probably if you never even watched the show...
It wouldn't matter. Oh.
But, I mean, if you did watch the show, this storyline complements the story. I mean, it's not...
I see what you're saying.
That it's the exact story from the first season. It says that it... You
runs
know,
parallel.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Do you have to break out of prison?
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. That's what was funny about that show was, you know, after the first season, they broke out of prison, and the name of the show is Prison Break, and the whole concept of the show.
So then, what happened?
Well, then they were thrown in a different prison. Had to break out of that one.
Imagine the luck.
So it's probably why it's not around anymore.
Why were they thrown in a different prison?
I stopped watching it
for breaking out of the first
one. But I have to say, I enjoyed the first season.
Yeah,
and I think it would make a good game.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like something that has a lot of the mechanics of a video game already in it.
Right.
So.
Moving on. Fable creator Peter Molyneux announced at a London gaming lecture that Fable 3 will use the Project Natal controller.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Which isn't a surprise because he's the one that did the big demo for it.
Oh, was he?
Milo? Okay. Is that the little boy that, you know, you could interact with?
The guy from Heroes?
No.
No.
No, it was a demo that they had where you were interacting with a little boy.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, I mean that kind of game, you know, any kind of RPG like that seems like it would have a lot of potential use for that. But what I don't get is...
Aren't you going to get tired?
Well, not only that, but how much of what's in the game are you going to be able to use that for?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, obviously, I'm sure it's not completely. I'm sure it's not all controls are just done motion-based.
Yeah. You know what would suck is if you had to, like, actually jump every time you wanted your character to jump.
Yeah, no.
And considering the last Fable had like so much weird social interaction,
that was my problem with that game.
It was too much.
It was a pause in the action for me.
Well, the thing that I thought was more of a problem was all the romance related stuff.
Right. And the relationship building and
it's like you had to do it, but it didn't work very well. Like, you'd walk into a town, and suddenly you'd be swarmed. Like, after you got a few levels up in the game, you'd walk into a town, you'd be swarmed with all these people of both sexes who were asking you to marry them.
Right.
It was like, what's going on here? I just need to go over and, like, buy a thing so I can go back and kill a guy.
That's for dorks who that'll never happen to.
Well, apparently. Then they're probably going to love Fable 3, where they actually have to lean in and make kissy face at the TV.
Let's hope that's it.
That would be kind of fun. It'd be funny if that was the only gesture that worked. And the rest you have to use the controller.
A little thrusty.
Well, I mean, you're still going to have to use a controller to move around. You can't walk.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, unless they dedicate a motion that makes you, you know, if you like move your hand forward to walk. I know.
Oh,
I
see what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Maybe they're including a segue, so you just kind of lean in whatever direction you want to go.
Invites for Wave 1 of the Xbox Live Update preview are out now. Those chosen for this preview will get a notice when they sign into Live.
Well, see, maybe that's there's something in that that is what that guy was talking about.
Well, I know the things that are coming in the update are Facebook integration.
Okay.
Last.fm.
Yeah.
You know what? I should have had all this stuff ready.
You really should have. You know, if you're going to do the outline, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't half-ass it like this.
I can't.
No.
I don't have this stuff right in front of me, but
that's fine.
But lots of cool stuff.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, you're getting the news fresh here.
Breaking news. Lots of cool stuff coming for the Xbox. End of breaking news.
Live TV. What's this? Live TV. Watch.
That's what I was just talking about. Well, you want to read that out loud? I don't think they can hear you when you're just thinking about it.
It's very small. It is. So I got to get closer to the computer.
Okay. Would there be
it says exactly what you said, that there's a library of on-demand entertainment, but there's that's there now.
But maybe it's free.
Oh, perhaps. Perhaps.
Because that'd be pretty cool, right? Because you got to pay for Live, so they might as well throw in some stuff
for
free.
Sky TV. Are you familiar with Sky TV?
That's from the UK, isn't it?
I don't know.
That their satellite service?
I don't know. It says now you can watch great TV from Sky on your Xbox 360 with Sky Player.
Huh.
So.
I don't know.
I think you have to be a subscriber because at the bottom it says subscriber. Oh, I'm sorry. It says right here. You don't have to be. You just need broadband and you can subscribe online. Well, that's being a Sky TV subscriber, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe they mean to Live. Xbox Live. I don't know.
No, I think what they're saying is you don't have to already be a subscriber to Sky TV.
Oh, I see.
TV service.
You can just do it for the Xbox. Right. Okay, that makes sense. Are we done with this? Because this one little bullet point has taken about half an hour.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, cool. Well, that's it for video games, so we will be back in a minute to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about television, a.k.a. TV. You have not seen Flash Forward, have you?
I haven't seen last night's, no.
And you have not seen Heroes in about 2.5 years.
No, but you know what? Talk about Heroes. It's fine. I'll watch it if I watch it.
Yeah.
If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't.
Well, the big thing that's going on Heroes right now is that Siler has ended up in the carnival with...
Of course.
Well, the cops were chasing him, and he's, like, running through the woods, and he comes through the woods.
How did he get out of Parkman's head or out of Nathan's body or wherever he was?
Oh, boy, you really missed
a bunch. Yeah, I haven't seen the last three episodes.
I can't even remember. Somebody, I forget who it was, somebody, like, basically killed him or thought they killed him. They can't really kill him because he's Siler.
Right.
They thought they killed him, and they buried him in the ground. And so he.
But how did he? How was he in his body?
He wasn't. It was Nathan.
Oh, okay.
But when he came out of the ground, it was Siler then. Because once he was like basically killed, even though he didn't really die.
But how did they know that Nathan was Siler?
I don't know. I honestly can't remember if they thought they were killing Siler or if they thought they were killing Nathan.
Okay.
Whoever it was, I don't remember.
Right.
But anyway, so they buried him. He came out as Siler, but he had no memory of who he was. And then he was having all these memories that were basically Nathan's memories. So then the cops pick him up.
That's kind of cool, actually.
It was. The cops pick him up, and it's Eddie...
Cibrian?
No.
Haskell?
The fourth...
Munster.
Ghostbuster.
Eddie Ramis? Eddie Murray. Eddie Aykroyd.
You can't just rename them all.
The black guy.
There we go. Now we're on the same page. And so he played the cop, and so he's questioning Siler, and eventually Siler gets mad, and he, like, you know, goes to protect himself.
Force push
the black Ghostbuster through the window. And so then he escapes.
Force push it real good.
He force push. Exactly.
He's going to drag it out.
So salt and pepper kicks. You knew, I know you wanted me to go there.
I was really hoping I could have avoided that.
So anyway, so he's running through the woods trying to escape the police. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden he runs through the woods and there's Carnival Bob, you know, like, hey, right. Come on, I've got black nail polish. Follow me. And so he tells him, you know, that we're all freaks here. Look what this guy can do. And this one dude makes something disappear, which was actually a really cool effect. And then reappear. He just like this one guy could make stuff invisible, which was really cool. And so he's trying to tell him that he's Siler, and Siler's like, but I don't, that I keep seeing these visions of who I am, and I don't like who that person is, right?
Right.
So meanwhile, Carnival Bob, I don't really remember his name, obviously.
But you're talking about the guy who was on Prison Break.
I never saw Prison Break. But the guy who's the head of the carnival, whose brother is dead.
Right, okay.
So he has gotten the cop to come to the carnival, saying that he just, you know, likes giving out tickets to law enforcement. And for some reason, the cop comes there with his
wife. And now we've gone south.
So exactly. So he then he tells Siler, he goes, but, you know, I got some bad news for you. That cop that was after you, I think I saw him going into the Hall of Mirrors. And so he sends Siler in there, hopefully to push his buttons enough. But Siler doesn't do it. He doesn't kill him. And even though the cop, you know, threatens him and all this stuff, he doesn't kill him. And so then Darth Maul comes in and kills the cop.
Right.
And then also Carnival Bob also has...
with the double-ended lightsaber.
No, he actually used two knives.
Oh.
Yeah. And no face paint. And so then Carnival Bob has, what's her name, you know, Tattoo Tessie, right. Like go and flirt with Siler to like get him to think that... It was so cheesy because...
Kat Von Deese.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Thank you.
It was so cheesy too because she's like kind of flirting with him and she's like, you know, we it's not often we get new faces around here, especially not ones that are so handsome.
She's a whore.
she was on an episode of Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah.
She took over someone's body. It wasn't hers.
Right.
Don Oliveri, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't even remember. Claire had her lesbian moment with her college roommate, which was just stupid.
Right.
And it was just, there was no reason
for it.
Wasn't
what you were expecting, was it? You were expecting a lot better, weren't you?
What would I have possibly expected from a network TV show? No, it was just dumb. I'm not one of those people, by the way, that's into that. So.
Oh, all right.
Well. I don't really care one way or the other. I just thought it was dumb.
You're not against it though.
Well, no.
Okay.
I don't like to stand in the way of anyone's love.
Okay.
But I honestly don't remember what else happened. Hero.
Well, I can't wait to watch it then.
No, Hero, you know, Hero's dying, and something happened with him where he teleported. I forget why he teleported. Oh, he teleported back to the diner before Charlie was killed.
Okay.
Charlie, who now plays Emma.
Right.
On Glee.
Right.
But anyway. And then, oh, and then here's another thing. Peter and the deaf nurse looks like they're going to be a couple, probably.
Deaf nurse.
You haven't seen her yet?
I haven't met her yet.
Wow, you've really been gone for a long time. Yeah. Oh, and then Peter got shot and killed. And
really?
Another hero brought him back to life. So I think that he's not the person that they were referring to.
Right.
Because he's fine now. But so anyway.
Okay.
There's a lot going on. You're going to have to catch up at some point. And then, okay, so let's talk about The Office.
Okay.
Last night's Office was hilarious.
The best one of the season.
It was so
Although
funny.
I think we said the last one was the funniest one of the season, but
I know.
This one
they
really
just keep
was.
Getting better. This was so funny.
Yeah.
Because what happens is Jim and Pam come back from their honeymoon, and Michael tells Jim that he's taken a lover and that it's Pam's mom.
Right.
And Jim's like, you cannot say anything to Pam ever. And I think it was the first time that not only did somebody swear and it was bleeped, but it happened twice in the episode.
Right.
Which was pretty funny. But
my favorite Meredith moment of the week is when she says to Pam, what'd you bring? And she's like, oh, we brought some candy. And she goes,
what
oh.
else?
Right, what else? And then she's like, oh, because you spent all your money on the wedding?
That was so rude. That was so rude. Yeah, there were just so many funny moments, but I have to talk about the thing that was the best about it was when Pam finally finds out, she completely freaks out.
Right.
And she's freaked out for the rest of the episode. And it was so great because the one thing
that's, it was a human moment.
It was a totally human moment.
Right.
And it was throughout the whole episode. It's not like then 5 minutes later, she was over.
Right.
I mean, she's still pissed at the end of the episode. And it was great that they let her have a realistic reaction to that completely absurd situation.
And it opens up a new story arc that...
yeah, because I'm sure it's going to be going on for a while.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, it was so funny. It was such a great episode. Is there anything you can say about Glee that's not going to give everything away? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
I did like it. It humanizes, you know, Puck, the one with the mohawk. There's humanizing moments with him in this episode and with Quinn as well. So,
really?
Yeah. So you get a little more of an emotional attachment to those, because those two characters were just kind of like cold and like,
yeah, and
unrealistic. There
I have to say,
much...
I wasn't crazy about Quinn's solo, whenever that was, the last couple of weeks. Set me free, you know?
Right.
I didn't think it was a great musical moment for her.
Yeah.
Does Puck have a solo this week?
He does. It's not great.
Oh, okay.
But it's decent.
Yeah. Because I think.
But I'm saying not even so much their singing, just their character and their story in this episode.
No, I think that's cool because there have been a few like tiny little like one line moments for Puck. Not as many for Quinn. But so it's cool that they're doing that for some of these other characters.
I will say one thing, and I brought this up to you earlier today. You had mentioned something on your Facebook that started a thread about Glee.
Right.
And someone had said that the problem with this was that Will Schuster is just too stupid.
Right.
Well, that's not the word they used.
Right.
And I suddenly then realized that that's my, you know, I love the show, but that's my problem with it. He's supposed to be like you said earlier, he's supposed to be the one that's kind of like the voice of reason.
Yeah, him and Emma are supposed to be the ones.
But he's such an idiot, and he's so clueless to all the stuff going on around him. Like, there's a little thing, I won't give anything away here, but there's a little thing in this episode where he just finally realizes, I mean, I'm sure he's no, but like, just the extent how Emma feels about him.
Right.
What? I mean, come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they've shown moments of that in previous episodes.
But he has kind of like an epiphany about it this week.
Oh, okay.
And it just,
well, maybe
they need to make him smarter, I think.
Maybe he really didn't know that she was into him, even though we know that he's into her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that still makes him stupid. I mean, how could he not know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think
between
that's possible.
That and then the whole like being snowed by his wife and
which I hate that storyline.
And even with the kids, he's a little. He certainly seems like a teacher you could pull one over on.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And it'd be better if he was less like that.
Right.
But you know, but there would also be a lot less opportunity for shenanigans if that were the case. So you have to have some of that. You have to have,
yeah, they just have to, you know,
yeah,
make different shenanigans.
I just hope that somebody gets their comeuppance on the show. I am all about comeuppance.
I know you are. But anyway, another good episode.
Modern Family, another fantastic episode.
Great
this week.
Great episode. Very funny.
It was so funny. The whole episode centered around the fact that they were all getting together at, what is the dad's name, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. At Jay's house for a football game. And Jay didn't want to really deal with anyone because he just wants to watch the game. And then it comes out that, well, first of all, Manny and what's...
I'm going to characters' names right now.
Because I can't remember his name. But the two young boys, basically, get in a fight at school. And then they make up. And while they're over at Jay's house, you know, Jay and Gloria's house for the football game, they're laughing about the fact that, you know, they're friends now and, you know, they made up from their fight and all this. And they're going back and forth about why they were mad at each other and the things that they were making fun of each other about. And what's the other boy's name?
Luke.
So Luke says, I made fun of his mom because she digs coal. And then they're like, what? Yeah, he said she was a coal digger or something like that. My mom says she's a coal digger. And so then what's the mom's name?
Claire.
Claire and Gloria get in a huge fight. Because Gloria says that she's never felt accepted, and there are just so many great little moments in there, like when Gloria tells Claire that she always makes this face around her, and Mitchell just like happens to walk by and he's like, "Oh my God, that's so her."
Yeah, no, it was really funny.
But there was another great scene where Jay was like self-conscious about his looks because Claire said that he's not exactly doesn't look like the kind of guy that somebody who looks like Gloria would date. So then he's asking Mitchell and Cameron if he is dateable. Because, of course, they're gay, so he thinks that they're the only reference that he has for that. That was very funny. SGU last week was actually the best one so far. I know you don't watch that, but, you know, the trouble I have with the show so far is that there's no bad guy.
Right.
Which, a whole season of psychological drama of people trapped aboard a spaceship is not going to be interesting enough. But last week actually started to pick up pace a little bit. There's no bad guy, but there are some other things that were going on that actually made it feel more like a good sci-fi adventure. A lot more than, you know, any of the previous stuff had done. So that was pretty cool. Lie to Me has been really good this season. It's been a lot more intense than last season. It was a lot lighter last season. And this season...
Maybe they were just easing you into it.
They might have been. This week, Cal was taken hostage by an armed gunman.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And as often happens when you're watching a show like this, you're sitting there watching the show thinking, well, how are they going to get out of this one?
Yeah. And how do they get out of it?
I don't think I want to give that away.
Oh, okay.
Basically,
because you know what? I really didn't want to hear it.
I know you didn't care. But Lie to Me fans, chime in. It's a good show. And then flash forward, I guess I can't really talk about it.
I didn't see it. Last night's, no.
There were some...
I'm excited
last
about
night
it.
Was... There was some really intense stuff last night.
I can't
wait. A lot of stuff happened, and some of it was really cool. There's some really cool stuff related to Somalia that was like pretty cool, you know, kind of.
So more questions are answered.
And there's more questions.
Wow.
Yeah. But then some other stuff happens that's pretty pretty big time. What?
Oh, yeah. Pretty big time.
All right.
I don't
so,
know where the voice came from.
I don't know. It wasn't so much of a voice as it was an attitude. All right, so you want to talk about some of this miscellaneous TV news?
Yes. Big Brother 9 winner Adam Jasinski has been arrested for using his $500,000 winnings from the reality show to fund a major drug dealing business selling oxycodone.
not that I laugh in the face of drugs, but that's just ridiculous.
Idiot. Yeah, and you know
what?
It's
moron.
Really, you know, I'm a big fan of the Big Brother.
That's what I hear.
And I was actually a big fan of his.
Really?
And it's really weird.
Is
well,
it
he's the, also the guy that was fired from. He used to deal with like special needs children's children's special needs children
like yourself,
and was fired because while on the show he kept referring to them as the retards. Very
oh
something
God,
about
I just
Mary
almost
moment.
Spit out my drink. Really? Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next, Fox has pulled Dollhouse from its Friday lineup for November sweeps.
Oh, boy.
Tonight's episode will be the last until December. Reruns of House and Bones will fill the spot during the hiatus.
Wow. We still have not started watching it this season yet.
Well, maybe you don't even have to bother.
Might not have an opportunity.
That can't
to.
Be a good sign.
No, I don't think so. Although, you know, something else that we watch is not new again until... Oh, Fringe is not new again until November. I know we've talked
until
about
November
this before.
Or December?
November.
Oh, well, they're saying that like they're pulling
oh, they're
during
skipping.
Sweeps.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So obviously, a good idea. Like if you're pulling one of your shows.
Yeah. You know what I would love to see happen? Not that I wish any, because, you know.
I'm sure they're lovely people.
Any of the staff, you know, cast or whatever, because, you know.
I'm sure they're lovely people.
I'm sure they're lovely. I would be thrilled. Hard to put out something good every week. However, I would be thrilled if Dollhouse got pulled and they brought back Sarah Connor. Because that was a great
show.
There's
no talk of that. There's no mention of that at all.
I know, but there should be. There is now. I just started the conversation. What do you think, people? You want to see Sarah Connor come back?
Don't. I hear silence.
Well, that's because there's no one else here.
Yeah. Bravo announced that Top Chef Masters will return for a second season. Kelly Choi will return as host.
No. She was terrible. She was terrible. Oh, no. That's so awful. I would rather see... I would rather see Katie Lee Joel come back.
No, I disagree. No,
at least she was a complete non-entity.
No, she was not. She was so. She was like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Could you imagine Top Chef Masters in 3D? I would like Kelly Choi's chin. Like, whoa! Don't point that thing at me.
Next, Fox is so pleased with the success of Glee, which has been picked up for a full season, that they will release the first 13 episodes on DVD on December 29th, months before the season finale. So they're releasing
the first half
of the
vein first season.
Did Battlestar Galactica do that as well with a season?
I don't know if that was what they did or if they
article I read about this.
Well, I want to say that season Battlestar Galactica only had a half season. Like there wasn't a full season.
I
want to
say
from
going through the video story because there's
what they called season two and a half. And I think it was just like a half season.
I thought it was like season four or something that they split up. I don't know for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, then we're probably talking about different things.
ABC has picked up Castle for a full season.
I know people who love that show. And, you know, I'm a big Nathan Fillion fan, but still haven't started watching that. There's so much other stuff going on.
In the world, there is. After reports that he had declined the offer to return for the final season of Lost, Harold Perrineau, who plays Michael, stated that he had never received an offer to return. Isn't his character dead?
Is he?
Did he die on that boat? Remember the boat that Jin was on?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because remember, we saw him later. But I don't remember where in the timeline that was.
I thought he died on that
boat. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, Jin didn't die. Maybe
Michael didn't either.
Like, went to jump off the boat. Michael stayed with the bomb or the explosive.
Oh.
Remember, he's the one who told Jin to go.
Well, but it still could have been in part of a storyline that took place at a different time. If it was, you know what I mean?
Being
dead would be a good reason.
Well, that's my point. You know, they made a big deal because you know they said he had declined to come back. He says, "Well, I would never ask to come back." Well, maybe because you're dead.
I still have no recollection of what happened to Nathan on Heroes.
I don't know. We got to review the tapes.
And I still.
The problem? You're not reviewing the tapes.
I still think. Corky, open the vault.
What happened to Paul?
And
or
I still
you called
think
about last week.
No, it wasn't Corky. I thought it was always Corky.
Hiring and firing people like crazy around here.
That is not any kind of a warning to you, by the way, in the office next door. I still think that Danko was dead at the end of last season.
You know
makes no sense.
Review the tapes.
Okay, Corky, did you hear that? We're serious this time.
It's not your turn. Okay, go. You want me to do this?
Okay,
I'm gonna do it.
No, go.
Hulu is toying with the idea of subscription. Yes,
did you add
this
in? This is not in my notes.
To generate the revenue they're not receiving from ads alone. Perhaps it will feature HD, which is what Hulu is missing at the moment.
It is.
It is?
What it said in that article. Am I wrong? Am I wrong again?
I don't know.
See,
I don't know. I thought you could.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how HD you mean. You know, like YouTube has the regular and the HD versions. The HD version is higher definition,
right,
but it's not actually HD. So maybe that's what they're talking about. I honestly don't think most people's.
I don't know.
Can most people's internet connection actually support a real HD feed?
I wouldn't think so.
You'd have to do some serious buffering.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
I mean, that's
about.
A major buffer right none, there.
None whatsoever.
I got one more here. TV comedy legend Soupy Sales, dead at 83.
That was a very dramatic proclamation.
You know, I'm actually, I used to be a fan. I mean, I never saw him when I was a kid. Like, remember he had like a kid show, but years before you and I were kids.
Right.
But, did you ever hear the old story?
In the olden days.
Before us. But did you ever hear the story about how on one of his shows, apparently he was a big drunk, and there was always like behind the scenes of this kid show he made, there was a lot of like drinking and drugs and like sex going on. And, and they used to play like.
Hopefully not with the kids.
No. And they used to play like little pranks on each other. And one day he came on and he was drunk and he told all the kids in the audience, he's like, go into your mom and dad's purse or wallet and send us a dollar. And they made tons of money, and they got in a lot of trouble for it. For that right there,
that's hilarious.
I salute you, Soupy Sales.
And of course, another big Soupy Sales fan, Diablo
Cody.
Don't you remember she wrote that Soupy Sales line into Juno that I hated?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that was the joke that made me hate that part of that movie.
Because Juno made a joke about Soupy Sales, and there's no way she would know who that is. It's not like he's even on TV anymore. You know, she's, 16 years old? He hasn't been on TV in the last 20
30,
years.
Maybe. Right.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right.
She wouldn't know him.
Right. You can take that character and cleverness too far,
and she took it too far.
And there's no coming back from that.
You can't come back from it. It's already out there.
Go watch When Harry Met Sally.
You'll know what I'm talking about. Producer Scott Messick is working on several. Producer Scott Messick is working on several TV shows centered around Lego, from competition shows to docudramas, including one about three Lego builders who travel around the country building Lego stuff.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
I love Lego.
I own a lot of Lego. I've been collecting Lego since I was 5 years old. I'm not sure I would watch that.
That's you know what it reminds
it
me of. Reminds
that
me
interesting.
Of, you ever watch those like Food Network Challenge or the cake show? Well, not okay, not the one, not Ace of Cakes.
What's really funny is we just started watching Food Network.
But you know
Network
where they're building the cakes and they always have like every time they have a different theme. One's a Disney theme, one's a rock and roll theme or whatever. And it's all about them like building these cakes. But All you really want is the payoff. All you do is watch an hour of the show. Do you really care about the making of the cake or them creating the cake?
No, the only time you ever care is when something bad happens.
But you want to see the
end
result.
And then to see who won. Yeah. Now, I will say, because we've just seen our first two. And one was sugar sculptures.
And was it the one on the
that was actually kind of hair-raising because stuff was like constantly breaking.
Was it the
breaking.
One where they took a different like classic children's classic book with the like
Treasure Island, Moby Dick, all that stuff, Moby Dick, exactly. Yeah, and that was pretty cool.
That show is cool, but like I just sit there and by 20 minutes in, I'm like, okay, I just want the end of the show.
I didn't feel that way on that one, and I also didn't feel that way on the next one we saw, which was about pumpkin carving, because it was really cool seeing the stuff take shape. A cake? I don't think I would care. It's all cake.
Well, I mean, they're building stuff around the cake and motorizing stuff on the cake, and like, no, I mean, it's like,
was Duff on it? Was Duff on it? From Ace of Cakes.
You know, after seeing some of these cake,
I'm pretty sure I saw him in a commercial. For
maybe,
that.
But not. There's tons of them. But
okay.
I have seen Ace of Cakes. I've seen a lot of Ace of Cakes. I have to say, I've seen more talented people on those challenges than him. Some of the cakes he makes on Ace of Cakes, I don't think are as good as he thinks they are. Yeah.
Really?
Jersey. There's another cake show with the Italian guy. They say it's a mix of like. Ace of Cakes and The Sopranos, and it's some loudmouth Italian guy who makes cakes as well.
No, I haven't seen it, but Stephanie's shaking her head.
Cake Boss, that's
cake
it.
Cake Boss, there you go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Keep going, is there more?
It's more entertaining than Ace of Cakes because it's their whole crazy Italian personalities entwined.
Yeah. Do you hear a lot of...
discrimination.
Do they eat Italian breadsticks?
I'm done. I'm done with you.
What about Italian spaghetti and meatballs? Didn't you think it's funny when Letterman makes fun of his mom? Did you ever hear that when he would make fun of his mom for saying, "Dave, I made your favorite for dinner"? Italian spaghetti and meatballs.
No.
You don't remember that?
That's from 83, isn't it?
Whatever.
Really?
Sure it is. I also want to talk a little bit about Chopped because you're going off script. That's fine. I'm going off the board with Famous Temples for 50. If anyone knows that reference, again, trip to the prize closet. Are you still watching Chopped or not really?
They're not new.
Sure they are.
No.
As far as I know, none of the people who are on here are people who were in Chopped Champions.
No, they just weren't. They're repeats.
I thought all the winners from the entire last season were on Chopped Champions.
Oh, I don't think so.
Really?
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it would make sense if there's like 16 shows.
It would, but I don't think that was the case.
Regardless, they're not ones that we've seen before.
They're new to us.
Exactly. Last night there was a woman on who, two people, this woman and another guy who was on there, both cut themselves while they were making food. So the guy cuts himself and he goes and he gets a glove and he puts it on. She cuts herself, she goes and gets a glove, she puts it on. But she like can't work with the glove, so she takes it off and then starts hand tossing the salad.
Lovely.
So when it came time for, you know, for them to judge, they're like, none of them would eat her salad. And they're like, we can't believe you potentially put us in danger. She goes, well, I don't have cooties or anything. That was what she thought was going to get her off the hook. And of course they chopped her.
I was glad that they chopped her.
But I mean, that's
especially
that's
since
disgusting.
I mean, especially working since, in a kitchen, I mean, you have to take so many sanitation classes, and the first thing they talk about is bloodborne pathogens.
I mean, okay.
No, I mean it's like
I didn't mean to say as if I knew that because
no, I mean it's like the number one like
Yeah, you don't want to have your blood.
No, I mean they almost over-dramatize. Yeah, well, I mean it's necessary, but they almost over-dramatize the stuff that you need to do if someone should bleed in the kitchen. I mean, there's a whole like hazmat kit that has to come out for that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense because first of all, you can get a lot of serious nasty stuff happen to you.
But the concern is more
bacteria from. Right, but then I'm saying then you can pass that on to people. Yeah, well, that would be my concern as a diner. That's for sure. I don't care if Sally the pastry chef drops dead. I don't know her from Adam. But that's pretty much it for TV. You got anything else? All right, cool. We'll be back in a minute to talk about movies. Okay, we're back and we're going to talk about movies now.
And this is going to be a pretty short segment.
It is.
Because neither one of us has seen anything this week.
We have not.
Which we won't have this problem next week because we're both going to do our Halloween homework.
Yes. Actually, what we're doing next week, we're each going to see a scary movie.
That's right.
And when I say scary movie, I don't mean scary movie.
But a scary movie.
A scary movie. And when I say already, a scary movie, I don't mean
one of the scary movie movies.
Right. But I also don't mean a movie that you would find scary, like, say, Hannah Montana.
That is scary.
My point exactly.
I wouldn't want to watch that.
So do you know what you're going to watch?
I also wouldn't want to watch anything that was actually about sports. Because, you know, sometimes you can have a movie that's got like a sports theme.
Right.
And it's a good movie. Like, what was that one?
Jerry Maguire. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Jerry Maguire is one of your favorite movies of all time? Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I have a connection with it and I can't even explain it. It had me at hello.
Is that because you want people to show you the money?
Maybe.
Yeah, I just thought that movie was okay, especially after all the hype.
It completes me.
Okay, I get it. You've seen the movie, you know all the lines. No, but like Any Given Sunday, you couldn't pay me to sit through that movie.
Yeah.
Yet something like The Replacements, right? Wasn't that the one?
The one with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good movie. Yeah. And what was that one with Marky Mark last year? The one that was like a true story?
Oh.
That was a good movie too. Yeah. I like that.
It's okay.
You know what I really love? I really love when people do movies that take place in the 70s and they get that whole tone right. Because
right.
The 70s felt completely different than life feels now.
Right.
Everything looked, I think it was raining perpetually in the 70s.
And brown. Everything was
brown. And every article of clothing had stripes.
Or plaid.
Or plaid.
Right.
Or polka dots.
Right.
It was a weird time.
So do you know what scary movie you're going
to
watch?
No, I don't. I have to think of something.
Okay.
I
think I'm going to watch Drag Me to Hell. I haven't seen it, and I've heard great things. So.
Okay. I think I'm going to watch Hannah Montana. Oh, no, wait. You can't do that. Okay, forget it. No,
can't
forget
watch
it.
That.
Does it have, and it should be something I haven't seen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't watch, like, Alien?
No. No, it has to be something you haven't seen.
Okay. Can I lie and say that I've never seen Alien before?
No, you cannot.
I can't do that.
Because I will call you out on it. Right, okay, here on the air, and everyone will know that you are a big fat liar.
Okay. Speaking of Alien.
Oh, good segue.
See?
Ridley Scott has secured Angelina Jolie and possibly Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know, I got to admit,
Lou
I would.
Likes to call him.
Leocarpo DiNardio.
There we are.
I got to admit right now, I wouldn't mind securing Angelina Jolie, if you know what I'm saying.
For his upcoming film, Gucci,
and
a drama about murder and decadence in the Gucci fashion dynasty.
So who's
apparently this is based on a true story.
Well, yeah, didn't all that stuff happen? Wasn't somebody murdered?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about it. You know about it?
No, I don't know anything about it. That's what the movie's for.
Right, right.
I tend to not watch the news until a news item has been made into a film.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm waiting for Balloon Boy, the movie.
Right.
So I can learn all about Falcon Heen and his dirtbag father, Richard. Is that his
name?
Looks
like he's going to jail.
Is he actually going to jail? Because, they were saying that despite all the charges that were going to be brought up against him, that he probably wouldn't be doing jail time.
That reminds me. Have you heard the 911 tape?
Wait. I just go back to where did you hear that he's going to go to jail? And under which charges would he go to jail? Because I thought that all the different charges they were bringing against him were not
jailable offenses. That they were able to make it a felony. I don't know the exact charges.
Well, good. He should go to jail.
Right.
He absolutely deserves to go to jail.
He's a hoaxster.
He is. He might even be a huckster.
Yeah. But have you heard the 911 tape?
No.
Oh, it's painful and laughable and lovable.
Now, 911 tape, you're talking about
when
the emergency phone call and not
when
some
she called
rapper propping his area code?
Right.
Okay.
When she called 911, the mother.
Yeah.
And then he's in the background. And then and they're like, oh, well, is your husband there? Can we talk to him? And she's like, oh, he's on another call.
He's too busy to talk to the police about finding his son.
Right, and then
might
at one point
UFO.
He talks to them, and he's like talking about, "Yeah, I'm really worried that my son's in there because you know, every minute of, for a whole minute, every 5 minutes, the balloon apparently lets off 1,000,000 volts of electric charge." Yeah, that's what he said.
You know, if it doesn't have that many amps, it's still not that big of a deal.
So they're like. They had put, they had to contact the FAA or someone, you know, to help.
FCC.
Who's the
FAA?
No, FAA.
I thought you meant about the phone call.
No. Oh. FAA. About tracking down this balloon. How about how they're going to, approach the balloon thing? Because if it hadn't, an electrical charge, then it's going to,
Could be dangerous to maybe some planes and stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, they had to change their whole strategy.
Right.
So they had put him on hold, Richard Heen. Put him on hold so they could contact someone else. Then they came back to him, and he wasn't there anymore.
No, well, he had stuff to do.
Well, he had to get back to another phone
Wife
call.
Swap was on TV. He had to set the DVR.
But, ridiculous.
Well, that'd be great if he goes to jail.
But
so
where do we start and where do we finish?
We were talking
here?
About Angelina Jolie and Leah Carpo DiNardio.
Yes, for the upcoming film.
Anyone knows that reference? If anyone knows that reference, you get a major prize because that's such an obscure reference.
Which one?
Leah Carpo DiNardio.
I don't even know where that's from. Well, and you say it all the time.
Well, then there you go.
Are you going to tell me?
When we're done. I'm not going to spoil it now.
20th Century Fox will release a new 3.5-minute trailer for Avatar in theaters today, which will then be available online on October 29th.
Yeah, I'm not going to see that.
I know.
I don't want to be spoiled. I don't want it to be spoiled at all.
Yeah, it's too late. You're already spoiled.
No. I just want to see the movie. Are we going to see that together?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then we'll have our official pause.com synopsis and review.
Yes, our Avatar launch party.
Where everyone will get a free copy of Windows 7, and no one will actually be invited.
During a post-screening Q&A for his film Trick or Treat, that's how it's spelled.
I know.
Dylan Baker confirmed that he will appear in Spider-Man 4. He will reprise his role as university professor Dr. Kurt Connors, who may become supervillain The Lizard.
Is it reprise or reprise? I always thought it was reprise.
I thought it was reprise.
I don't know. Who is Dylan Baker?
He's that actor. To me, he'll always be the child molester in the movie Happiness.
I never saw that.
No, that's not your kind of film.
No, that's not my bag.
Where would you know him from?
I don't know.
You know him from a lot of stuff. He's in a lot of stuff.
Do you have him up there? Can you turn around your computer so I can see?
Yeah, let me find him. I could swear I've shown him to you
before. Oh, that guy. I know. He's been in a million things.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at me?
Oh, you're such a good actor.
Thank you.
What's he been in recently that you might know? He was in...
I don't know. He's always... you know what? He was in that TV show,
Well, he was
Drive.
In Spider-Man 3 and Spider-Man 2.
He was in that
2.
TV show, Drive, with Nathan Fillion for however many episodes it lasted.
Drive.
Right?
How long ago was that?
Check it. Last year. Check.
Yes.
See?
He played John Trimble.
There you go, John Trimble. Everyone's favorite, next to Nathan Fillion.
He's been a lot of stuff that I have never heard of.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty well-known character actor.
Yes.
He does tons of stuff. But I didn't know that was his name, so there you go. Yeah. And I don't remember him being in the Spider-Man movies, actually, but that's fine.
He played Dr. Kirk Connors.
Thank you, you just said
the
that.
Role he will be reprising.
Or reprising, before he becomes the Lizard.
I need to get a ruling
the
on
Lizard.
That as well.
What?
I need to get a ruling on the pronunciation as
go
well.
Go to Merriam-Webster, they got the pronunciation. You know what I mean? You just hit the little thingy.
Reprise to me was always like when a song has a second version.
It's not the same thing. It's basically the same thing. He's doing it again. Right?
Yeah, but that's a noun though, rather than the verb. I thought the verb was reprise.
I don't know.
And the noun
see
was
what
reprise.
They say. Play the thing. Isn't there a little audio?
The noun is reprise.
Play the audio.
What audio?
Are you on Merriam-Webster.com?
Yeah. Oh.
There should be a little audio thing.
It's opening another pop-up.
Well, I just want to hear the audio. I don't want to deal with shenanigans.
Oh, well.
But
how
about that?
But that's the noun version. Where's the...
Thank you, Miriam.
Hold on. Two entries found.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the noun version. Now let's listen to the verb version.
Okay.
What's with the pop-ups?
I don't know. Is it coming?
It's coming.
Is it on its way?
It's on its way.
What are you doing over there?
Oh,
so they're both right?
No, yours is the noun version.
Oh, okay.
Mine is the verb version.
Why are they even different? They should be the same, don't you think?
No.
Why?
They're different. Okay, during a, we already did that.
Maybe French people don't do the one or the other. I don't know.
It's actually Middle English. Oh, from Middle French, reprise.
See?
Yes.
Don't question my etymology.
Is that study of bugs?
That's entomology. Ah.
Media Rights Capital has just signed a deal with District 9 director Neil Blomkamp to make a sci-fi follow-up film where he will have complete creative control.
Ooh, so he's kind of like
Wow, there's a Freudian slip.
That doesn't even make sense in this context. He's kind of going to be like the new George Lucas.
Yes, but without all the crazy, let's hope.
Let's hope. Yeah, I think George Lucas pretty much has the market cornered on crazy. Yeah. I still can't believe they're making Indy 5. Why would they do that?
I'm hoping it's so they can come out and say Indy 4 was a dream.
Do you think they would do that?
I'm hoping they'll do that.
Maybe Bob Newhart will be in the movie.
Yeah, or Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy?
Yeah, remember from Dallas?
Oh, right. Okay.
The whole season was a dream.
Yeah, I forgot.
Our writers suck.
Yeah, because our writers
Well, really,
suck.
That's what it was. Like, the writers had changed, and they wrote this whole new season, and they wanted to scrap that season because they got their old writers back.
Right.
I watch a little too much E! True Hollywood Story.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But that whole thing on Newhart, when his entire show...
The entire series was...
Was a dream.
Yeah.
Harkening back to the original Bob Newhart show, that was pure genius.
Yes.
He's a funny guy. Has he done anything lately?
I just saw him on something, and he tried to be funny, but he's so old now that he wasn't.
Really?
He's
getting like Bob Hope-ish? Because you know Bob Hope kind of got a little less funny when he was older.
Yeah, but here I think he was a little more out of it. Like he just was.
Really?
Like Bob Newhart? Yeah, he was a little.
Like maybe his mind is going?
Maybe a little. I don't know. Maybe not.
Is it possible you just had a bad
day? That's a pretty big statement to make, so I'm going to retract it.
Okay, good.
Joseph Wiseman, who portrayed legendary Bond villain Dr. No, dead at the age of 91.
Okay, what is with the overly dramatic death notices? Because that is so sad. I don't like to hear about James Bond people dying.
He was 91, though.
It's very sad. Well, that's good. He lives a good
31.
Life. But you know who I'm still reeling over the death of?
Hervé Villechaize?
No. Well, a little, maybe. Is Desmond Llewellyn, who played Q.
Ah.
He was such a staple in those movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But now you've got John Cleese.
He wasn't in the last two, though.
Oh, he wasn't, was
No,
he
was in the Pierce Brosnan ones. He was not in
Well, because
the
he was
ones.
Too campy, I think.
He was too campy, and he was too... What was great about the way that Desmond Llewellyn played the character is he was very serious about his work.
Uh-huh.
But... He also made jokes about, he was very sarcastic with Bond about his use of all that stuff.
Right.
And the problem with John Cleese is he was too like snippy like all the time.
Right.
Like he was trying to be funny.
Right.
Whereas Desmond Llewellyn was like sort of a resigned frustration. You know, he knew Bond was always going to like mess up all his stuff, but he was always trying to get him to like take it seriously.
Right.
And he was just very charming in that kind of way that British, you know, people can be charming.
Right. And pussy galore.
You just wanted to say pussy galore, didn't you?
And I'd been waiting for you to go on and on and on.
Do you remember the name of her organization?
No.
Pussy Galore's Flying Circus.
Come on.
I'm not making that up.
How is that not the name of a rock band? I bet it is.
I bet it is.
I bet
You're
it
probably
is.
Right. I can't wait for them. Are they going to make a new movie soon? Because they had said it's not going to be out for a while.
You know, actually, there's something that just came out today that says they will start filming at the end of 2010.
At the end of next year?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a drag because that means it's not going to be out for like 2 years.
Right. Can you believe this is the 23rd Bond film? This next one will be.
I can.
You can believe it?
I can because I've seen all of them. I've seen every last one of them.
What was it? Pussy
Many
Galore?
Times. Pussy Galore's Flying Circus.
That's got to be the name of a band.
Now you liked the two Daniel Craig ones, right?
I loved them.
Yeah.
I like the first one better than the second one.
Yeah, I like them both pretty much about the same.
You know what? It's the name of a restaurant in Italy.
Somebody has a restaurant called Pussy Galore's Flying Circus.
I think so.
Who would eat there?
Oh no.
Or
maybe,
better yet,
maybe
if
that's
you,
not Italian.
Let me ask you this. This is bordering on NSFW, but if you ate there. And you found a hair in your food?
Okay.
What?
We're done here.
Okay. Moving on then. You got anything else about movies?
Nope.
All right, cool. We'll be back in a minute to talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
The moosh.
A little mellow moosh for you folks today. You want to do your best impersonation of Danai Alexander?
Who's that?
Oh, never mind. She's this radio talk show host. She's one of those people that's like, yeah, you're on WNUA with Danai Alexander.
No, but she sounds a lot like Delilah.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Have you ever noticed how Delilah's theme song is like a direct ripoff of the WNUA theme song?
Oh,
it's like that. Delilah. It's like, how can you steal their theme song?
She stole it.
That's rude. It's also really funny, too, because whatever station she's on is on at our house a lot of times around the holidays because they play Christmas music all day long. And so.
Is this actually part of the moosh?
No, but we're talking about it now, so whatever. So we always laugh because people will call in, and she always, the only calls she takes are from people who are like basically on the verge of suicide. And then she tells
them. She saves
them,
though.
Well, no. She tells them to cheer up, and then she tells them a story about how great her life is. She's like, well, I'm sorry to hear that because, you know, I have a fantastic life with a lot of people who love me. We're going to celebrate with a nice Christmas goose, open some presents, and then go on a nice vacation. So I hope you make it through this Christmas. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Obviously, you never took any classes on counseling for the perpetually suicidal. It's ridiculous, though. Anyway, Windows 7 is out. Woohoo! Got my copy of the old family pack yesterday for 150 clams. And I have only installed it on one machine. I'm probably going to do... Well, the one machine I put it on so far, I'm just doing an upgrade because that was over Vista. Now, the thing is, if you are upgrading from XP, you have to do a clean install.
Uh-huh.
If you're upgrading from Vista, you can just put the disk in while your computer's running, and it'll just upgrade over it through Windows.
That's cool.
Yeah. But you can only upgrade to the same bit level version that you have. So if you're running 32-bit Vista, you have to upgrade with 32-bit Windows 7.
Right.
And same for 64-bit. So just keep that in mind. But the upgrade process on the one machine I did it on so far was nothing. I mean, there's nothing to it.
How long did it take?
I don't know, because I started before I went to bed, and then I went to bed. And then when I got up this morning, I just put in the product key, and it was basically done after that. So it was pretty simple. Clearwire, Comcast, and Sprint are rolling out 4G service in Philadelphia in the next few weeks, followed by Chicago and Tacoma in November. And then Charlotte, there's not going to be any Comcast service in these other cities, but Charlotte, Greensboro, and Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, and San Antonio in Texas. And, well, they'll all get Sprint and Clearwire 4G service in November. And then Honolulu and Maui will get Sprint and Clearwire 4G service in December.
Bermuda, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
See, I told you he's great at karaoke.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Should be very
that
proud.
That was creepy, actually.
It was a little creepy. It almost sounded like you were talking through one of those Darth Vader voice changers.
No.
Were you?
No. Okay. I'd like one, though. Do we
right
have
here.
One here?
Yeah, right here. It's called a mostly empty can of soda.
Yeah.
I have traced the rebel spies to her. Now she's my only link to finding their secret base.
That's very good.
Thank you. As you can do with a can of Diet RC.
Does
and
RC?
Having watched Star Wars 500 times. So an asteroid named 2009 TM8 passed within 216,000 miles of Earth the other day, which is closer than the moon. Had it actually hit us, it would have created a 4-kiloton explosion in our atmosphere. And there are apparently about 1 million such rocks floating around out in space.
How come we haven't heard anything about this?
Well, I heard about it because it was on the news. Which is why I'm reporting it right now.
How come it didn't make a bigger story?
Well, it didn't actually hit us.
Oh.
If it had, I guarantee you would have heard about it.
Or heard it.
But seriously, I mean, there are like 1 million of these things flying around. So one of them could hit us any day. And we haven't discovered most of them.
So really, what's the use of even saving for the future?
Well, especially since the world is going to end on December 21st, 2012 anyway.
Right.
So you got that looming over us. Net neutrality got a step in the right direction yesterday, but with potentially huge exceptions because of the sort of vague language surrounding...
I don't know what any of this means.
Net neutrality, okay. There are some companies like ISPs, the companies that provide our access to the internet.
Yeah.
Like whether it's, you know, AT&T or Comcast or whoever.
Yes.
These companies want to be able to say that they have the right... to allow or not allow people to use certain services on the internet. So, for instance, if Comcast decided to launch its own music service, they think they have the right to be able to tell you you're not allowed to access iTunes because they want you to access their music service instead. Net neutrality says, well, that's ridiculous. You can't do that.
Right.
Well, of course, all these...
That's censorship.
Well, not really. It's a little different. But it's blocking of, you know, it's you know, a lot what a lot of people consider right. unfair business practices.
Totally unfair.
So net neutrality says it is, you know, a proposed legislation that says that they can't do that.
Right.
But there are big exceptions in it. Like it says that they're allowed to impose bandwidth limits and other sort of routing if it makes sense for, you know, providing good service or something. So they could potentially say that, well, iTunes uses so much bandwidth that we're not letting people do that because we can't afford to run it. Right. But our service uses a lot less bandwidth, so they can still get around it that way.
Right.
And, of course, John McCain is proposing something that is completely the opposite of net neutrality.
Because John McCain is totally on the pulse of technology and everything that's new.
Sure. Didn't he invent technology? I'm pretty sure.
No.
No, that wasn't him.
That was fire.
Oh, that was fire. He invented fire, is what you're saying.
Yes.
He's that old. Google Music is on the way. Not sure how much like iTunes it'll be, if at all. But at the very least, we know that you'll be able to preview tracks and buy them directly through places like Lala and iLike. Have you ever used Lala?
No, but I see that they have an app coming soon on the iPhone, which is interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That iTunes would approve that.
I agree.
Because tracks are going to be like, no.
They're cheaper than iTunes.
It's 10 cents a track.
Right. But you can only listen to it online.
Right. So you have to be somewhere where it can...
Right. But what's
great about it is that you can... all your music, you can...
Listen to it from wherever you are because it's all online.
Right. And so, you know, storage isn't an issue.
Yeah. But, you know, you can also buy tracks through them and download them. And they're only like... 79 cents.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part.
So that's why, again, maybe the iTunes or the iPhone app is only for the streaming part.
Yeah. I believe it is.
Yeah. But still, you know, once people learn about the fact that they can just go to Lala and get a track for a little bit more than half the price that it is on iTunes, aren't they going to do that?
Yeah. I mean, unless they listen to their music in a place where they, you know, can't get internet.
Right.
Or, you know.
Right. Right. That's true.
Have a strong 3G connection.
Yeah. Nokia is suing Apple over patent infringements by the iPhone. Apparently Nokia has something like 10,000 patents.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Or it might be more than that. It might be like 150,000.
That's even more.
They have a lot more patents than I have, which is zero.
Right.
Land Rover may discontinue the Defender after 61 years, citing issues related to emissions and pedestrian safety laws as reasons why.
Well, those are good reasons.
Because, well, it depends on what those reasons are. I don't think the Defender has airbags. And so, for instance, that's why you can't buy it in this country, because you can't have a car here with no airbags.
Right.
But, you know, it's a vehicle specifically designed for driving through the desert and through the savannah and stuff like that. It's not designed to drive through the McDonald's drive-thru. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you really need a lot of airbags in the desert.
Right.
I don't know why. If you hit anything, it would still hurt just as bad if you didn't have them. But, you know, there's no rules in the desert.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just the law of the jungle. There's just that one rule. But that's kind of sad, though, because it's if you saw it, you would probably recognize it. I mean, it's one of those trucks that looks like it should be driving through the desert. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you saw a documentary about people chasing lions through the savannah, that's what you would expect to see them driving. So it's kind of sad that it's going away because it has a very unique look.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm talking about. A company called Brunel has released portable hard drives that are clad in things like metal, leather, and wood instead of plastic to set them apart from all the junk that you can buy at Best Buy. The German company is selling the USB-connected drives in sizes from 160 to 500 gigabytes and priced from $284 to $344, which is obviously
a
lot more expensive, but they look really cool. They look very nice. I'll post pictures of them on pause.com. Okay. So if you're somebody who's more into, you know, the way things look than how much they cost, in other words, if you're a Mac user, you'll probably think these are great. Honda has unveiled the EV Cub, which is an electric retro-styled scooter that is very cool looking. No word yet on price or production in terms of when it would be produced, but hopefully it will be produced. You know, that's something that's kind of funky in this country. Like the rest
of we didn't talk about this last week.
No, we didn't. Okay. It just happened like 2 days ago.
Oh, I must have seen it somewhere else.
You know, it's really funny because pretty much in the rest of the world, everyone's trying to like, you know, most people buy small cars. Most people want small cars that are fuel efficient and You know, still kind of fun to drive. This is like the only country where everyone wants everything to be huge and massive. But I would actually prefer it if we were more like the rest of the world in that sense, because first of all, smaller cars are usually cheaper and they get better mileage and they go faster because they're lighter.
Yeah. And it'd be fun to hear a lot of horns.
Well, I think you pretty much make the horn sound however you want.
Yeah.
But
I want them to be that way.
Okay. Do you want me to just make that sound over
no,
and over?
No, I don't want you to make any sounds. No.
Meep, meep. I sure don't want me making that sound, Tony, because I'll make it if you want me to.
Oh, we have a lot.
Did you
to
miss
talk
him?
About. Yeah, you little, know what I like? That's little, probably one of my favorite voices. A
little bit. The BlackBerry Bold 9700 is coming to T-Mobile and AT&T in November. It looks to be pretty cool. That may be the BlackBerry that I get.
Yes, really.
Yeah, because it looks pretty cool. Looks pretty cool. Neiman Marcus put its special edition Jaguar XJL on sale the other day and sold all 50 of the $105,000 cars in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Insanity.
I just missed it.
I'm sorry, what recession again?
I exactly? just missed it.
The U.S. finally has a standard for mobile TV. I think this is actually a very exciting piece
yeah.
of news.
What's
called,
this?
The name is ridiculous. Called the ATSC Mobile DTV Standard.
Uh-huh.
It's not like VCast or Sprint TV where you're getting TV through your cell phone provider. This is an actual mobile TV broadcast standard so that, you know, channel 2, you can just turn on channel 2 on your phone mm-hmm. and you're getting it the same way your TV would get it if you had
so
an
when
antenna.
Can I get this?
I don't know, but it's coming. You know, Japan's had TV on cell phones for years.
Really?
And it's, yeah, I mean, most people sit on the train like watching TV.
Right.
They're
not even really going anywhere, are they?
No, the train's not even on a track. It's just in a yard full of people watching TV on their phones, which is a little weird. The U.S. is, I just read that. The Nigerian government, I don't know if you heard this, but recently the Nigerian government was upset about, you know, their, well,
right.
we talked about this, about
right.
their portrayal in District 9.
Right.
And everyone was like, well, come on, you don't really have any room to complain about this. And the one thing that was cited a lot was the whole Nigerian scam thing, which is where you get these messages from people claiming to be from Nigeria. Well, they actually are from Nigeria, saying that they have some money that they need to send to somebody in the U.S. And if you facilitate it for them, they're going to give you like $2 million as a thank you, which is anyone should know right from that is just ridiculous.
Right.
But anyway, they eventually what happens to these poor people, and this has happened many, many, many times, so much so that the our government has warnings about it on websites about, you know, going overseas and traveling and stuff. But they eventually get you to go over there and then they hold you hostage and execute you.
Really?
Yeah. And so it's pretty scary. So the Nigerian,
like the worst internet scam ever.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
There was that other one where you said they said they were going to send you a free laptop and then you don't get it. That's that's also
that's pretty
bad
too.
Yeah. But so the
you've been waiting for it.
And most people can use a laptop.
Right.
So anyway, the Nigerian government has actually started a task force to shut down those scammers, so far resulting in 800 sites shut down and 18 arrests. That's pretty good. Last couple months. Verizon is promoting Motorola's new Droid phone by attacking the iPhone with ads that say things like, I don't have a real keyboard, and I don't take 5 megapixel pictures, and I don't have interchangeable batteries. When I'm saying I don't, it's like iPod,
right.
iPhone, I don't. Droid will be available in November, and yes, they had to license the name from Lucasfilm, which is ridiculous, but it is what it is. The phone is supposedly very well built, has the same processor as the iPhone 3GS, and a great touchscreen and a very thin QWERTY slider, all running Android version 2.
Are there
2.
Pictures of it online?
There are, in fact. Indian firm Riva will build small electric cars in upstate New York. A 150,000 square foot building in Clay, which is near Syracuse, will be adding 250 new jobs once it's done. The Riva NXR can do 65 miles per hour and has a range of 100 miles with a lithium ion battery. It's kind of goofy looking, but still pretty cool. BlackBerry users will be able to buy the BlackBerry Smartwatch, which is a watch with an OLED screen that pairs with a BlackBerry device via Bluetooth to do things like displaying messages so that you don't have to pull out your phone every time it vibrates or beeps, you know, when you get a new email.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a cool idea, but I don't know who's going to wear it, because anyone who is going to wear that is probably someone who's used to wearing a watch,
uh-huh.
and then aren't they going to just want to wear their watch?
Right.
You know what I mean? Most business people don't want to be seen with like a calculator watch, basically.
Right. You are owned for a number of years, though.
I have never owned a calculator watch.
Come on.
I have never owned.
You
I always
wore
wanted
a
one.
Calculator watch.
No, I wanted one. I wanted one.
You
when
totally wore a calculator.
I never had one.
I'm calling your mother when
you're
this
misremembering.
Is over.
I wanted one because I thought they were cool.
You had one.
No, I didn't.
I swear you had one.
No, I didn't.
I'm calling your mother.
Okay, anyway. Some idiot Russian car makers from a company called Darts have announced the Prambon. This is the first of all, it's a stupid name. Prambon Monaco Red Diamond SUV. The thing is hideous. It's $1.5 million. And for that price, you get this ugly ass SUV with an interior made from leather of the whale penis. It's also got gold-plated bulletproof windows. The gauges are white gold and encrusted with diamonds. It has an 8.1-liter GM V8 with 22-inch bulletproof alloy wheels, a white gold diamond and ruby encrusted grille, and more. For that price, you also get 3 bottles of Russo Baltique vodka, which itself normally sells for $1.3 million a bottle. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Apple announced all sorts of new products this week, including new iMacs, both 21 and 27 inch, optionally with Core i5 or Core i7 processors. The new Magic Mouse, which has no scroll nubbin, instead using a multi-touch surface as the mouse's top where you rest your hand so that you can just use gestures on the mouse to do things like scrolling pages, etc., etc. There's a new Mac Mini with faster processors and a new Mac Mini server version with no optical drive. Instead, packing 2 500-gig hard drives inside. So I guess if you, you know, had a home network and you want to store all your iTunes on it and stuff like that.
Right.
And there's some also refreshed white plastic MacBooks, and I can't remember what's so great about them. So not really going to talk about those anymore. Honda is going to start selling that CRZ. Remember I showed you that picture of the CRZ?
Yeah.
They're going to start selling that in the fall of next year, and it'll be available with a 6-speed manual, which is pretty cool. I think it's a hybrid, too. So finally, Sony has demoed a 360-degree 3D display prototype that supposedly works really well without glasses. So it displays a little image, and you can look at it from any angle.
That's really cool.
And it's, you know, it's a 3D image, so when you look at the back, you're seeing the back, which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of a bizarre little thing, the little device that displays it, but just the fact that anyone has been able to get that far in that kind of technology is pretty promising, if you ask me. And now, as always, it's time for our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, as always, please start with your worst.
My worst entertainment moment of the week. Pardon me. I will have to say, now, I knew that it was coming. I knew that HBO would be showing this month Marley and Me. And let me preface by saying I am one of those crazy dog owners. I am one of those dog owners that treats their dog like their children and
Well, you don't know that because you don't have kids, but you treat them as you think you would treat your kids.
Exactly.
So there you go.
And I think that, you know, my dogs are smarter than other dogs and have human qualities, and for that they should be treated like humans.
Right.
When in fact they are dogs.
Yes.
But keeping all that in mind, I knew that Marley and Me was on HBO this month. I knew that I didn't want to see it.
You tuned in, didn't you?
Because I knew, well, it had like 10 minutes left, and you know those are the 10 minutes I didn't want to see. But
it still got you? With only seeing 10 minutes, it still got you?
Well, it's the last 10 minutes that gets you.
Right, but is that the only part of the movie you saw?
Yes.
And it still...
It was enough.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't
Brendan Fraser in that movie?
No.
Oh.
No. What are you thinking of?
Who's the lead in that movie?
Owen Wilson and Jen
Owen
Aniston.
Wilson. I knew it was somebody you didn't like.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's why I thought it was Brendan Fraser. Right. I knew it was somebody you didn't like.
Had it been him that was put to sleep at the end of the movie, would have been much better with it. Oh, you knew that's what the end was.
Everyone I didn't know that was the end.
Everyone knows what that's what
I didn't know that
is.
Was the end of the movie. Well, thanks.
Now you don't have to see it.
Exactly.
Don't see it. That's my point here. Don't see it. That 10 minutes, I was shaken for the rest of the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
it's
powerful.
It's really, really, like, I can't even talk about it now.
I'm sorry. Really? He's getting all choked up over there. I think he's
really,
actually starting to cry a little.
No, I'm really, it took me a while to get over.
Yeah.
And I've gone to it because it's been on a few times since then. It was on Sunday that I accidentally.
Well, don't you want to go back and watch the whole movie now?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see the last 10 minutes again.
But you can just turn it off. You have the power.
Yeah, but by then I will have seen the whole movie, so I may as well watch the last 10 minutes.
But you've already seen it.
I know.
And you don't want to see
it. It's an internal debate that I'm still having, obviously.
I would just go see the whole movie now.
But
whatever. Yeah, I don't need to see films like that.
No.
Excuse me. A little too much soda in between segments.
Yeah, I just don't need to see stuff like that. And it's not just dogs either. I don't like to see animals being hurt or killed in any films. Whenever you're watching a movie or a TV show and you know something's coming when an animal's going to get hurt.
Well, that's why I can't watch. Have you ever watched that, like, and usually, you know, the stories end well, but not always. Those like animal cop shows where like they rescue dogs that are being like neglected or
I would
mistreated.
I would never watch that.
Oh, they're heartbreaking. I mean, I lose it every time.
Yeah, I couldn't watch something like that. But even in like what was that movie? I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Where the dog goes into the.
It's terrible.
That was like seriously one of the most intense scenes I've seen in a movie in a long time.
Right. When he had to.
He
had to kill the dog himself. Because remember the dog. No, he gets the dog back from that, but then.
Right, but,
later,
but even
the dog
that scene, because you don't
infected.
Know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But then the dog gets infected, and then he like,
and it was like his only friend.
Yeah,
you know that was it was. Well, apparently his only friend except Shrek, but that's a different issue. My worst entertainment moment of the week. You know, you got me hooked on this show, Glee.
Yes.
Which I missed this week because we had a plumbing nightmare at home the other day, and we had some work done. We had a utility sink put in our garage.
Plumbing failure does not count as a worst entertainment.
It does because it made me miss that show, and I still haven't had the time to catch up and watch it yet.
Okay.
So what?
Every week it's some malfunction at your house.
Or in my eyes, apparently. No, it was terrible. So the pilot light in the hot water heater went out. So I relit it, and so it comes back on, and it's heating up the water because we had no hot water. So I light it back up, and then all of a sudden, we're in the middle of watching something else on Wednesday night. And we missed Top Chef because of it, too. So we're in the middle of watching something, and all of a sudden I hear the sound. I open the door to the utility room, which is the door to our utility room is in our family room.
Uh-huh.
I open the door to the utility room, and there's water pouring out of the pressure release valve pipe. And it, like, flooding our utility room, which is now getting closer to our carpet, which has already been replaced 3 times in the last 4 years because of issues with flooding.
Right.
So it was just a nightmare. And then the nightmare continued the next morning, and it was not good.
So your worst entertainment of the week was plumbing.
Plumbing. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's valid. It kept me from watching something because I was really looking forward to seeing Glee this week. Because now I'm like into the show.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're into something like that, you want to see it right when it's on.
Right.
It's not as much fun to see it later. Because then you're missing all
true.
The you're missing all the I mean, it's not as bad as something that's live.
Right.
But still, you want to see it when it's on because there's a little energy associated with that.
Right. But instead you had plumbing issues.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, your best
real plumbing issues, not like euphemism for something else. Let's move on.
This is our most not suitable for work show ever.
My best entertainment moment of the week, you know, I have to go with Uncharted 2.
Okay. Wow.
I do.
Going video game on us.
As I said before, just there's so much variety in that game. Like one chapter will be like, you know, a little vehicle thing, you know,
where you're sure,
like
you're driving a Jeep. Snowmobile.
No, there's not really a lot of driving, but you're in a Jeep and you're shooting from the back of the Jeep and you have to jump.
But you don't have
truck
to drive
to
it?
No.
Oh, I like that.
I don't think there's any driving in this.
See, game. I like that. I like that you're in a vehicle, but you don't have to control it.
Right.
That's cool.
And the different locales, just, you know, it's just so cool.
And it's just
I can't
gorgeous.
Wait till you play this.
Yeah, I really, but I want to make sure that I will be okay with the controls and everything before I invest $350 in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, the controls aren't, I mean, I don't see the controls are being an issue for you.
Okay.
Because I don't have an issue.
Yeah, but I wouldn't play past the first 20 minutes of that other game that you recommended to me, Resident Evil.
Yeah, no, this is
couldn't stand that game.
Yeah, this is
hated, hate, 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 hated
okay.
that game.
Wow,
hated. But anyway, do you want to talk any more about it?
No.
Okay. My best entertainment moment of the week is The Office last night, and it's not even for anything that we talked about, but there was a subplot where Dwight wanted to spy on Jim, so he planted a bug in a wooden mallard and gave it to him as a gift. And, you know, eventually, obviously, Jim figured out and, you know, he talked into it on purpose so that Dwight would hear him. And, you know, then Dwight felt like an idiot and all this kind of stuff. And then at the very end of the episode, you see Dwight go into Jim's office and he screws something onto the top of a pen in his pen holder and starts playing back. He had actually put two bugs in his office. And what was so great about that was that we didn't know either. So it was really cool that not only did did they actually have Dwight do something smart?
Right.
But that we were not in on it.
Now, I have to tell you that my DVR cut that off. I saw him go in and pick up the pen.
Okay.
And then it cut. So I didn't even know how that
ended.
Oh, yeah.
So he starts playing it and he hears Jim talking and he looks at the camera and he goes, did you really think that my primary recording mechanism would be in a wooden mallard? and then he starts playing and it's just Jim on the phone saying stuff like, and then we've got the 35-pound stock and we've got the 55-pound, which is actually our heaviest coated paper. And Dwight looks at the camera with a big smile. He's like, I've got 10 hours of this.
That's awesome.
It was a really great
scene.
That's
awesome because I wouldn't have even thought to like look and see, you know,
yeah,
what I missed. Because yeah. I thought, what is it, like 30 seconds, you know?
Yeah, and what was really cool was we actually saw him give that pen to Jim. When he first came in the office, he says, I have two things to talk to you about. First of all, don't leave your stuff on my desk.
Oh,
it's not a public
right.
storage space. And he gives him the pen, and then Jim puts it in
that's
his pen thing.
That's right. That's
and then
genius.
It was. It was a really great moment because it was very unusual for the office to make Dwight that smart
right.
about something like that. And not just be the victim
that
of his own obnoxious stuff. But yeah, that was a really cool moment. I thought that was really clever. And I have to say, though, I get really annoyed with NBC saying, you know, there's more Office coming up right now. Like there's another episode happening and then it's 30 seconds.
Right.
That's stupid. But yeah, that was a great episode all around. And I thought that was a really cool ending to it, too.
That is great. And I would have totally missed that if you didn't bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. Maybe you should go watch it online because it's a funny little moment. Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's not too hard to get to because
right.
it is only 30 seconds. But so that's pretty much it for our episode 40. I can't believe it's been 40 already. That's pretty cool. Thank you, as always, for listening. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook. Visit us on iTunes where you can subscribe and leave us a review and a rating. And send your email to podcast@pause.com. Don't forget that next week we'll have a little Halloween goodness for you.
And very little.
Very little.
Don't expect too much.
No. And as always, we will see you next week.
Bye.